Green is brought to you by Galinda Moser of Remax Living.
Is it all over, bar the shouting? At COP26, I mean. The world leaders, those who attended, have departed the stage. Major announcements have been made, and photo opportunities for the politically important provided. So, what happens now? A lot of negotiating and fine print examination, no doubt, as the guardians of government money, many different governments, try to figure out how much they're in for and how best to lay off the budgets for saving the world, or more realistically, working towards realistic goals in the direction of net zero. But there are positive signs, despite what you may think is just another round of impressive-sounding words. And for us in South Africa, the news of the $8.5 billion package approved by the G7 is very big news indeed. What's it for and what does it mean? The climate financing deal will take the form of grants and concessional finance and go toward investment in renewable energy and emerging clean technologies, such as electric vehicles and green hydrogen. Green hydrogen? You heard about it here on FMR, you may remember. And the inclusion of green hydrogen proposals among the many undertakings put up by the South African delegation certainly helped to sway the G7 countries in favour of those concessional loans. What does that concessional mean? And who makes the concessions? I don't know, but I digress. The $8.5 billion, that's 120 billion rands, will be mainly aimed at decarbonising our energy matrix, or mix of resources that go into transport and electricity generation, which means cutting back on the black rock which is burned to generate about 80% of our electricity, and electrifying or hydrogenising the huge fleet of cargo-carrying trucks that are so prominently on our roads. It's hoped that these measures, plus our already in-place renewables like wind and solar, will tie the emissions down to between 350 to 420 CO2 equivalent parts per million by 2030. What's this equivalent mean? Well, that's our emissions will not be likely to push the measurements of carbon dioxide in the atmosphere over those levels. The latest Mauna Loa NOAA levels are nudging 400 parts per million, I see, on the NOAA website, if you want to check. Now to green hydrogen. There's little doubt that our government's inclusion of green hydrogen proposals helped sway the climate gurus of the G7 to okay the financial package. Just a reminder, green hydrogen is hydrogen produced with renewable electricity, thus hydrogen that doesn't contribute to greenhouse gas emissions. If all goes according to plan, there will be a hydrogen valley created in our economy, bringing various hydrogen applications in the country together to form an integrated hydrogen ecosystem. More green jargon words there, I'm afraid. The initiative is part of the work being done to support the implementation of the National Hydrogen Society Roadmap, which was recently approved by Cabinet, as well as Phase 3 of the country's Economic Reconstruction and Recovery Plan, the ERRP. Sorry about those official-sounding jawbreakers, but they do serve us, I suppose. Bottom line is there will have to be a number of industries producing green hydrogen and other industries based on the use of hydrogen as a fuel and in fuel cells. Then we can talk of a hydrogen valley and say perhaps, how green was my hydrogen valley? COP26 continues full tilt next week, and maybe real progress will be made? Or am I an incurable optimist? Wishing you a good green week. From me, John Richards, goodbye.
Being Green was brought to you by Galinda Moser of Remax Living.
Ask not what your community can do for you. Ask what you can do for your community. At Remax Living Real Estate, our ethos is built on giving back. From sponsoring music broadcasts to FMR's Being Green, our focus is on making your world more harmonious and our planet more sustainable. So when it comes to choosing a real estate partner, don't go for anything less than people who are maximum givers. Galinda Moser from Remax Living Real Estate. FMR.